This is G-Dub Radio. What do we want in our schools?
More after school activities.
Better lunches.
Less stress.
Activity that motivate people.
School spirit.
The best teacher.
More funding for school.
More language classes.
More resources.
More counselors.
Enthusiastic teachers.
Education.
Hi, this is Anne Albernard with G-Dub Radio, and today we will be talking about students transitioning from foreign countries and going to school in the U.S. I chose to do this because I myself came from Haiti 10 years ago. It was very difficult at first, and I faced a lot of obstacles. It was very hard fitting in with people at school, and at first it seemed like I would never learn English. But eventually, I got the hang of things, and it all worked out. In this episode, we're going to hear from different students and how they adapt with their transition and what it was like for them. First, we're going to hear my interview with Maria and learn about her experience coming from Colombia to the U.S. Let's listen. So Maria, I know you just moved here from Colombia 2 years ago. What are some of the struggles you had to face with learning English?
Since the first day I came here, I started struggling with the language because it wasn't, a new thing. And I can remember, my first day of class in USA. And I was, basically lost. But then I found about, Spanish people, and it was really good because then I was like, okay, now I can kind of understand what's going on. And also they provided me the program of ESOL. So it was really helpful because, they explained slow to you and then the contractions and vocab. So it was really helpful.
How has your life changed since you moved here in America?
I used to live with my sister and my mother in Colombia. And my dad left when I was 6 years old. So when I came here, I had to know my dad again. And, it was really hard at the beginning. And we were, trying it out, working it out. And then when we first started, making things work out, my father passed away. So it was, really shocking thing because I was, in the middle of adapting to a new life. Mm-hmm. And, I was trying to work things out, and, this suddenly happened. So my sister and I, we had to move here to Philadelphia. And it was a huge, change in my life because, New Jersey is calm. And, Philadelphia is another thing. And, we came here, we were adapting, and now, she lost her job. So it was another big thing that I was like, man, what's going on here? But, up to now, we've been working the things out, we've been supporting each other, and, I can say that we've been good.
So how are the schools in Colombia different from the schools here?
Well, in Colombia, we didn't have to go through metal detectors. We didn't have to scan our ID or having police officers around because there was no people walking around in the halls or stuff like that. Well, it was scary at first because in New Jersey, we don't have that either. Well, they don't have that either. So I was really scared, whoa, what's going on? Because there were fights and all this stuff, and I was really scared at the beginning. But then I think you just get used to it.
And now we're gonna go to Helda's interview with Karina.
Without knowing the language, how did you communicate with others?
While I was in classes, I really had tough classes in English class, and I'm really a shy person. So I can't go in the middle of the class and ask the teacher because then it would be she don't know English, and I'll cry at the time because I get so nervous. So for not me crying, I always do I always go after the period gets over and ask the teacher for the question, so I don't have to speak in the middle of the class. And then sometimes I use the Google translation also. I used to type in my language and I'll show the teacher or my friends or someone else. And yeah, there was one more person, she was a senior than me in high school. Now she is in college, obviously. So she helped me a lot. She used to pick me up from the classes and she used to drop me to the other classes. And she introduced to me the Gujarati friends. They used to speak really good English. Yeah, so my friends really.
How did your teachers support you?
My teachers, the English Miss Kolos from last year, she used to give me notes. She used to tell me how to go to internet and how to start learning English. And also she used to help me with the vocabulary lists. She used to give me some, you know, in lunch period I used to go to her class and she used to give me one-on-one, the teaching classes, whatever it is, like she used to help me with it. And whenever I, the class teachers give me the notes or something like that, I would go to her and ask her for help.
How are you supported your parents?
I just came here like in 2013, right? So my parents never understood the English language before. And they've never heard before. They were never heard it before, and they can't speak it properly. So first time when we got separated from my father's brother, they were looking for the apartment to stay. And I always have the school works to do, so I can't help my parents in the weekdays. And that really pissed me off. Like, I can't do anything for my parents. I need to do that. They had really hard time to communicate with the renters or the apartment renters and to communicate with the insurance people. They have to call the insurance people and they don't know what to say, so they'll just simply hang up. And when I come home and everyone will be like, Krina, I need to do this, Krina, you have to call this. So it really pissed me off, like, why do I have to do everything? So because of that, I started learning more languages. I'm like, more English language I started to learn. And then I helped my parents with all the insurance stuff and all the apartment and all the utility bills and paying on the phone.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to our episode. Did you know 13,000 English language learners are in the Philadelphia School District? That's 8% of all students. So that means a lot of students experience the hardship of starting a new experience in a new environment while learning a new language. For those of you going through the same things, know that it gets better and you will get through all your obstacles. Know that when you need help, you don't have to go through things alone. There's always someone that will help. Learn to have a voice. This is Anna L. Bernard signing off.